It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello, Flicksters, and welcome to your favourite podcast. Of course it is. And if it's not, just hit stop. Hello, Mr. Lee. How are you?
No, it'll be once we get through, they'll go, yeah, this is my favourite podcast to listen to now.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on board again for another week as we talk all things movies, and there are stacks coming up on the show, which we'll get to very soon. Mr. Lee, how has your week been? Are you you're a happy man today?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually feeling really good. It's been a great week. I must say it's been very busy with Star Wars, Mandalorian, and Grogu. That was been off. So, which is good news. And even The Devil Wears Prada 2 is still hanging in there. It's doing well.
Huge movies at the moment. And
it's great.
You know, I made a big call saying Devil Wears Prada 2 will be the biggest movie of the year. Maybe I crowed too soon. I don't know. I don't think so. But we're going to find out the fives this week because Star Wars obviously is out. Mandalorian and Grogu, which has been doing massive things at the box office. My goodness. And you and I both went to see it. You've seen it. You got to see it in like IMAX.
And also at my cinema as well. I got to see it as well. Admittedly, probably only about half because I had to go away. But yeah, I'm so pleased that we both got to see this movie. And I can't wait to talk to our Talking Flickster tomorrow all about The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's going to be big. And speaking of big things, Mr. Lee, Sigourney Weaver. How good was Sigourney in the movie, right? She was,
was outstanding. And, you know, we all know she is such a big influence in sci-fi and all that. And it's so good that they've brought her into the Star Wars family.
Well, last week, Mr. Lee, we called it. We're going to try and get Sigourney on the podcast today. So in the next 15 minutes, we're going to be making a call to Sigourney's management, her booking agents, and see if we can get her to come on and have a bit of a chat about the movie. Look, I feel positive.
So do I.
Yeah. This agency seems to be pretty good with that kind of stuff, so we'll give them a call. And
they're very proactive, aren't they, this agency?
Very proactive, I managed to get my hands on the number. So we'll be dialing it a bit later on, and we'll see see if we can get her on the show. Also coming up today as well, we'll take a look at some new movies. As I mentioned before, the top five at the box office for this week. Grant Lee has some real news. And as Mr. Lee said last week, there's a few more things making their way onto the calendar. So we'll go around the screens as well. It's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Our first movie is a new comedy musical movie called Power Ballad, and it stars the wonderful Paul Rudd. I really like Paul Rudd. He plays a wedding singer called Rick Power, and Nick Jonas, yes, that Jonas, plays a former boy band star called Denny Wilson. And it's all about a washed-up wedding singer who befriends a boy band star who they start making music, and unfortunately, Rick Power, he writes a song, and something happens to that song, and Danny decides to take it and make it a big hit and does not give any recognition to Rick, which, does that happen in the music world? I'm sure it doesn't.
Not at all. Never.
No, never. great concept, and as I said, it is a comedy and a musical. Should we take a listen?
20 years time.
Madison Square Garden.
Gary and Jean, congratulations. Come on, girls, you're gonna be late.
You still got it, baby.
Guess who's gonna be at this wedding?
Danny Wilson, the childhood friend of the groom's.
Come on. You guys sound great.
Rick, I wanna show you something.
I mean, it's okay. Jesus Christ.
I gotta present my label with some new material.
We are here. We are drinking.
Let's write a boy band song right now.
Baby, your love just drives me crazy.
How to write a song without you.
Yeah, I like that.
Because every song I ever wrote in my life
is
it's about you. So good.
The former boy band star back with his new single.
You don't recognize it?
Should I?
Great tune. Big hit.
I wrote it.
Are we going to be rich?
Let's go back to Strange for me, though. I'll go to my side. What do you guys think?
I think it's
there's no recording of it, and no one, including your own bandmates, has ever heard it.
It's about you.
Who is it about?
It's about you, of course.
We got robbed. What are you going to do?
Time for a little payback.
Big time.
What about me, Mado? I can't just leave her here.
You're really killing the momentum.
What do you want, Rick?
The truth.
When will the violence be starting?
What violence?
You seemed real.
I am real.
Are you?
Really is a typical boy band kind of song, Mr. Lee, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, you can just see the whole five of them standing up there and doing the sync dancing and all that, can't you?
Very impressive, very impressive. That is Power Ballads. Now, if you're in need of a good horror film, this is a great one. It's called Backrooms. Now this is about endless yellow rooms, Mr. Lee. It really is, which is a bit freaky. And the film follows a therapist. He enters a terrifying dimension to rescue a missing patient, and then there's all these yellow rooms, and yeah, it's a bit weird, but I do like the sound of it.
Yes, I'm sure you would. It is a bit sci-fi, but you know the thing I'm impressed with? It is actually got a big British star. Is it Chinua Achebe? Is that how you say his name?
Jeez, that is a tough one, isn't it?
He's a really big British star.
Couldn't he be that
is
big
a really good actor.
Say his name properly.
No, I should have practiced his name beforehand.
Mind you, you have trouble saying Peter Pan, so Jesus Christ.
I thought you were going to say someone else.
Oh, George Cuddy, yeah. Hey, you can say George Cuddy anytime you want, Mr. Lee. This is Backrooms.
No. I'm not saying his name anymore.
I found something. In the store.
Okay. What did you find?
The place. I found a place.
Hello?
Aapko khush aamdeed kehte hain.
Anyone there?
Look, I know how this sounds, but you gotta understand, it's massive in there.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Okay, I'm gonna come back here with proof.
All right, you feel me?
Yeah. Follow my lead.
Clark, what is this?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I've been here every night since I found the place, and I still barely scratched the surface. All right, just take it slow.
Pull me up!
What do you see?
All these rooms. This place builds them. It's like a maze. It just goes on and on. Sometimes I'm scared I'll get lost.
Clark, can you hear me? I don't understand. What is this?
It's beautiful. Am I right?
Hello?
All those back rooms. Right, little horror film. And backing up horror, Miss Lee, and this one looks really good, Obsession. Now, this is where a guy wants this girl to fall in love with him, so he cracks this little wish thing, and his wish is that she'll be in love with him forever. and it comes true, and it's very, very, very creepy. She definitely falls in love with him, but it comes at a cost.
Would you do that? I don't think I would. If I had one wish from a genie, I would not say someone fall in love with you, and you never know. They'd become obsessed. Oh, hang on. Obsessed. Okay. I get it.
Oh, you are so good. All right. Well, should we have a listen to This Is Obsession?
Have you ever actually, flirted with Nikki?
I'm going to go get some shots.
I'll come with you. If she means this much to you, and I know she does, say, Nikki, I think we should grab a drink sometime.
Nikki, wait. I was going to ask you,
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Hi.
Good night. What else?
Why?
One wish, Willow. You only get one wish. I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
I love you so, 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 so much. A love only the branch of a willow tree could conjure.
It's weird how you two are dating all of a sudden. Like, super dating.
I think Nikki is going through something.
Like what? Is she okay?
No.
Jeez, what kind of spells you put on her?
I was calling to see if there's a way I can cancel a wish.
I'm sorry, we don't really do that.
So she's just stuck like this forever?
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as you live.
As long as I live?
Oh, yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
Right. That's quite scary. Now, what else is playing this week? We've got Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu. We've got The Devil Wears Prada 2, In the Grey, Mortal Kombat 2, The Sheep Detectives, Michael, Project Hail Mary, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, We Are Not Powerless, Dish from 3, Athri Radia, and is it Chardy Kala? Mm-hmm. Which are all Bollywood-type movies. So that's all. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, time to check the box office. Let's go to the USA, Mr. Lee. How are we looking in the United States of America?
Number 5 is The Sheep Detectives. Number 4 is The Devil Wears Prada 2. Michael is coming in at number 3. Number 2 is Obsession. And number 1, we have a new one, Star Wars and The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Had to be there. Just had to.
Had to.
And yeah. I have a sneaky suspicion that's going to be the same for Oz, right, Mr. Lee? So let's have a look and see where it's there as well. Number 5 is The Sheep Detectives. Number 4 is Obsession. Number 3, oh, this is a sad one, The Devil Wears Prada 2. Oh, it's slipped. Number 2, holding strong, though, is Michael. And number 1, oh, this one's a dead giveaway, isn't it? Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu.
Yes, that is true. It is number 1. And you know what? I can actually say it's number one right around the world. Mm. So it's awesome. Well done to The Mandalorian.
Got
to
say, I think Grogu is so cute. I absolutely love that little guy.
Yes.
Hey, little birdie.
I would love one.
I love the scene in the front, in the start, where, like, There's little grenade things have been dropped, and Grogu's like tapping on the Mandalorian's police helmet. He wants hurry out. Up, yeah. Oh my god, I want a Grogu so bad. So that is our top fives for this week. But number one being Star Wars, Mr. Lee. We did speak earlier about Sigourney Weaver, who plays. Yeah. We'll go through that. Need to find that, because I think we're about to make a quick call to her agent or her booking agents, her talent management, to try and get her on the podcast, because I just want to ask her a few questions. Do you have some questions over there that you think that we could ask her? Because I just want to know, you know, I guess why Star Wars? Like, that's what I'm going to find out, you know? Like,
me too, but I want to know what it's like to be in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
She has been in so many movies over her career. Firstly, what was her highlight movie that she loved, and what was it like to be in Star Wars?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Well, let's just do this. So I'm just punch the number in now. Here we go.
It's exciting.
And there we go. All right. Oh, it's ringing. That's good.
Good morning, United Talent Agency. This is Brenda. How may I help you?
Oh, hello, Brenda. It's JT and Grant Lee from Talkin' Flicks, the podcast.
Yes. And how may I assist you today?
So we were just having a think, because Sigourney, who you represent, is in the new Star Wars movie. It is called what's it called, Mr. Lee? What's this Sigourney movie?
Star Wars, Mandalorian, and Grogu.
Grogu. Yeah, Grogu. Anyway, she plays a character called. Colonel Ward in that movie. We were very interested, and we were just hoping that maybe she could come and join us on the podcast, like, today.
Okay. May I get some more information off you, please? Sure. So it was Jay-Z?
JT.
JT. Oh, but like Jay-Z. So it's J-A-Y-T?
J for Jumbo and T for Thomas.
Oh, so just the initials.
Yeah, that's just the initials.
Okay, and Greg. Oh, sorry, no, Glenn, no, wasn't it?
Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, Grant. Grant. Okay.
Grant.
So sorry, yeah, terrible connection. Okay, so JT and Grant, yes. Sorry, yes, I'm writing this down. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, you want to talk to Sigourney. I'm assuming you mean Sigourney Weaver.
Correct, yes, that's right, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. And this is for a podcast. So yeah,
Talking Flicks podcast. We are from Australia.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Talking Flicks.
Talking Flicks.
Talking flicks. Like, we talk, and it's about flicks, which is like movies. Flicks, movies.
You must have heard of it before, surely.
Oh, it's very original. Yes. Okay, can I just get some background? So you've got a podcast, and what sort of listening audience do you have?
Thousands.
What's your demographic?
Thousands? Yeah.
Quite a few. Thousands. It is thousands. And we go worldwide as well. It's not just Australia. We're worldwide. We have listeners right around the world. Russia,
Helsinki.
Singapore.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yep. That's you're in just the thousands, the single thousands.
Well, probably a bit more than that. Yeah, a bit more than that. But like, lots. Let's just say lots. There's thousands. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so who else have you been able to speak to on your podcast?
Heaps.
Yeah.
John
Jarrett.
Jarrett.
From Wolf Creek. And what was the other movie, Miss Lee, did? About the Cell or something?
What about Cell?
Great movie.
And then Ryan Corr, who is huge everywhere at the moment. He is big. He was in Kangaroo, which was an Australian movie. Brilliant movie.
And yeah. that guy from Runt, the director guy, the Sheedy guy.
Yeah,
wasn't
John
he?
Sheedy.
Yeah, that's him,
John
yeah.
Sheedy. He was a director, and he was interesting. He was really good.
Very so controversial.
Yeah, but no one else from our stable of artists. You don't yeah, have anyone. Like, you well, haven't cool. spoken to anyone John within Jared? Our...
Yeah, no.
I don't think he's with our agency.
No, maybe not.
No, that's it.
No. But they're all big,
okay,
though.
And so, yeah, and where are you from again?
Talking Flicks,
and which is located in Tamworth, Orange, and Wagga Wagga in New South Wales, Australia.
Yes.
And sorry again. What did you want to speak to Sigourney about? You were you're a little bit vague about what you.
We would like to interview her because she was such a great addition to the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. We thought it'd be so good to get her perspective of how it was going because she's a queen
okay.
of sci-fi yep. movies.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm just going to put you on hold for a little bit. I need to. I've written down some of your credentials, and I good. Will be back with you in. A few minutes. I just want to shoot off a quick message to my immediate supervisor.
Awesome.
I will be back with you shortly.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Brenda. How is this?
Do you reckon we're going to get Sigourney? Because I'm really thinking this could be possible. Like she sounded like I think we're in.
Yeah, I think we are. This is really good. I'm very happy. I think we're going to get it.
Mm, I think so. Oh, hold on. Yep. I think she's back.
These guys think that they're going to get through. Anyway, sorry, I've just got to compose myself a bit before I get back on the line with them. What? I just cannot believe it happened. Yes, I'd love a latte. Thank you. Gentlemen, hello.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How'd you go?
Yes. Thank you for holding. Look, we've had a little bit of a hiccup with talking to Sigourney's people, so we may have to put a pin in you speaking to her for a little bit. She, as you can well imagine, she is quite busy with the opening of the film, and it is quite an important one for her. She is really, really under the pump, getting to all the media outlets, and I don't think we can fit you in just at this point in time.
But I just Brenda. Say, does she not know who I am?
Yes.
Brenda, don't you know who I am? At least I am Graham from Talking Flicks.
That's lovely, Glenn. So sorry. Look, I completely understand that you feel as though you are front of the line. However, as I said, that she does have some rather large media outlets who do have priorities just at this point in time.
Brenda, it's Talking Flicks.
Give me an email. Yep, I completely understand, and it's lovely that you feel so confident in yourself, which is just don't let me stop you with that. So you keep that self-confidence. It's going to be very good for you. Look, I must go.
Brenda,
I just have other calls going through. Like to just send me an email.
Brenda, please don't go.
No,
this is Sigourney, Brenda.
Listen.
Oh, no. Mr. Lee, did she just hang up on us?
I think she did. She wouldn't even let us talk to Sigourney.
Oh, wow.
This is a little bit deja vu, don't you think?
Yeah. Should try again? Let's try again.
Oh, I think we should leave. Not today, we won't try again. I think she'll just hang up straight on us. As soon as she hears our voice, I think she will.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, you know what, Mr. Lee? We'll have to try Brenda again. Unfortunately, we did not get Sigourney.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
I cannot believe she didn't know who you are, Mr. Lee. Seriously.
Everyone knows who I am.
I mean, you're the George Cuddy guy. I mean, this is just...
You know what? I'll just change my name to George Cuddy now. That's it. But how, like, I thought we were there. I thought it sounded so good. I thought we were going to be there. And now all these questions I've got for Sigourney, we'll have to save them for next time.
Brenda did say we could put a pin in it. And for the cool kids, that means that we come back to it. So, yeah. And I don't know. Are you going to send her an email? She wanted an email sent, but I don't know. I don't think so. That was.
Can I just say, I don't think she realised that we could hear her. She must have took us off hold a little bit earlier than what she thought, because she wanted a latte and she said, I have to compose myself. So, hello.
Yeah, Brenda. You can get stuffed.
Okay, let's move on because I'm really upset about that. I was actually looking forward to talking, but anyway.
All right, let's hear some real news.
Yeah, let's do it. Obsession. Now, this has been one of the biggest hits in the world. It has – now, this movie, as we just listened to the actual trailer and we talked a little bit about it, it cost less than $1 million to make. Okay, it has already taken over $74 million US dollars already. And that's huge. Look at that. That's a massive return on something that costs less than $1 million. So these sort of movies that are from, you know, just you and me, basically, that's what they are making big dollars. So the studios are really looking at these sort of things and saying this is really an unheard of phenomenon.
Yeah. So, well, you have to make a cheaper type of movie because if it fails to if it fails to deliver, you're not losing as much.
No, correct. But, you know, Iron Lung earlier in the year, you know, that was from a YouTuber and it took the world, you know, by storm. So these sort of things is just crazy. Unheard of. Now, some other big news, and I love reporting these because I think it just shows what people really want to see, not just Obsession, but Michael. It is nearing $800 million. Do you reckon it's going to make the billion-dollar mark?
I think so. It's getting close.
Yeah. I think it will. I think it's going to go very close to it. So for something that really has – it was – incredible. Like, I loved the movie. I thought it was great. Devil Wears Prada 2, it's now hit $600 million globally, and these are US dollars, by the way. So this is absolutely unbelievable when you think Bohemian Rhapsody and all those, they grossed $911 million US dollars. So for these sort of movies still to be going on and taking money, it is just great news.
Certainly is. I like that. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it is too. That's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Next week, we've got the Amazing Digital Circus happening. That's from June 5 to 7. Also on June 7, we've got the National Theatre Live, The Audience. We've also, on June 28, got the National Theatre The Playboy of the Western World. June 14 to 17, we've got The Father, Mother, Sister, Brother. It's a comedy drama. It is also playing at Orange on May 31st and June 3. And it is all about estranged siblings that reunite after years apart and they're forced to confront unsolved tensions. And, yeah, what family hasn't had that?
All the time.
So that is all coming up in the next few months.
Well, opening next week, Mr. Lee, looking forward to Masters of the Universe. This is Nicholas Galitzine, Camila Mendes, Idris Elba as well, Jared Leto. So some big names in this one. And if you love your action hero type films, action adventure, then this one is up your alley. Looks great.
It does. And this is quite funny because we've got two movies we will by then to have Nicholas in because he was in The Sheep Detectives as well. He played the reporter. So for him now to go into Masters of the Universe, which is a major role. So gone from, you know, behind the scenes to in front of the camera. It's awesome. Now, another one that opens next week, which, are you a scary movie fan from back in the early 2000s? I am. Yeah. I am too. I love them. I thought they were really good. They were just funny and you could relate to them, couldn't you? But it is so good. This is Scary Movie 6.
You probably could.
Yeah, no, I could.
Give me the what's up, dude. You can be him, yeah.
What's up? this is the first movie for quite some years that the Whalen brothers are back. It's good to see Anna Faris, Cindy Campbell, Brenda, Shorty, Ray, Doofy, and Greg are back in this, as well as Chris Elliott, Sherry Ottawa. And they're going to be doing a lot of spoofs, which is we've had a lot of spoofs, oh, sorry, a lot of movies since 2013. So they're going to be doing Megan, Get Out, Smile, A Quiet Place, The Terrifier. These are some scary movies, and it'll be interesting to see how they spoof them. So, because that's the good thing about them, isn't it? They're like they can do these sort of things so well and make you laugh. And to have, you know, Ghostface there, yeah.
I think I've just found your new favourite word, spoofing. Be very careful, Mr. Lee. Be very careful.
I will.
Remember, George,
I will
be Curry, very don't careful. Don't go there again. Mr. Lee and his spoofing. And also the amazing digital circus, The Last Act, which we'll talk about next week as well. Hey. It's the happy music. So
it's awesome.
This means that we're at the end of the podcast.
Woo. Wow. Gee, that goes quick.
No, I'm not saying woo as in like, I'm happy it's the end. It's like, you know, because I love it. I love talking movies. It's great. So, yeah.
It is. I love it too. I think it's fun. It's a good thing. It's a good interest. And then, yeah, you can just get lost in movies. I love that.
It's great. And the great part is as well, we're back tomorrow morning with another one. This is our Flickster. We're going to be talking Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu. So all three of us will be giving our review on that tomorrow, plus our Flickster as well. Don't miss it.
Does that mean our Chock Top score will be out of 15?
Triples. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How good's that?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so that is tomorrow. We'll catch you bright and early. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
And you too. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.